So this is why the United States of America is the global dumping ground of toxic food. Let me explain. As a food scientist, you know, I own and run a multiple mass spec instrument laboratory. I'm the author of Food Forensics, which hit number one science category on Amazon at one point. And so I know about the limits of contaminants in, let's say, the EU versus Canada versus Japan versus the United States and other countries as well. And so when you talk about common contaminants of food, such as heavy metals or glyphosate or other pesticides or even dioxins and PCBs, which go together normally into animal-derived products and so on, you know, milk, cheese, eggs, meat, that kind of thing. So it turns out that the most stringent standards are in the EU and then Canada and Japan and even Taiwan, places like that. The lack of standards is what's found in the United States. So, for example, did you know that heavy metals, including mercury, that there is no legal limit under the FDA for heavy metals beyond, under 10 parts per million. 10 parts per million. So you could have 9 parts per million of lead, which is extremely toxic. I mean, that's insane. Or even mercury, you could have 5 parts per million mercury, which would cause absolute brain damage. And that is perfectly legal, according to the FDA. Yeah, amazing, right? It's also perfectly legal under the USDA. And even worse, it's allowed under USDA organic. So when you go to the grocery store and you see an organic label, you might assume, well, this is clean. This has been certified clean by the USDA, by the federal government. Yeah, the same federal government that just granted total legal immunity to Bayer over glyphosate. You think they care about the cleanliness of your food? Are you kidding me? In fact, there's no limit of glyphosate either in the food, even in organic. See, look, let me back up because I know some of you don't believe me. Like, wait a second, what are you saying? There's no limit of glyphosate or lead or mercury under organic labeling? There's no limit? Yeah, not only is there no limit, there's not even any testing under organic. The USDA doesn't even test anything for metals. I mean, this is not part of the organic certification, is what I'm saying. I'm sure from time to time they probably test something, but they don't test foods that are labeled organic for any kind of compliance of low glyphosate or low metals or low lead or low mercury, anything like that. That is not a requirement and it doesn't happen. So you can buy something that's off the shelf organic. It could have 10 parts per million lead in it. It could have, you know, 1,000 parts per million of glyphosate on it, like organic wheat. It could. Even though the farmer isn't supposed to spray glyphosate on the wheat, because that's not allowed under organic farming, nobody tests the wheat. The USDA doesn't test it. The organic certifiers don't test it. The farmer doesn't test it. So who knows? Who knows? Do you think that if a farmer could make extra money by drying the organic wheat faster by spraying glyphosate on the wheat, do you think that all farmers will do the right thing and operate with integrity and make less money and not spray glyphosate on it? Well, probably that's true with many farmers, maybe the majority of farmers, I would hope, because farmers tend to be good people overall, especially the small farmers. But the corporate farmers are probably going to say, who's going to know? Let's spray it with glyphosate. It'll dry faster. We can harvest it sooner. We can avoid the incoming rain. We won't have crop loss, etc. So they're going to spray it. Nobody's going to know except, well, we will know. I mean, my company will know because we do the lab testing for glyphosate meticulously across all of our raw materials that are agricultural, across all of our products, healthrangerstore.com. You know, we test for glyphosate. We've done so for, you know, over a decade. And we'll continue to do so. But does Whole Foods test for glyphosate? No, I mean, not maybe they spot check. I doubt it, but they certainly don't test all the products they sell. Not a chance. I mean, that's laughable. I mean, does your local grocery store test for glyphosate on the products they sell? No, of course they don't. They don't have that kind of extra money and bandwidth to test everything they sell for glyphosate. Are you kidding me? Or heavy metals or anything like that. So they're selling a product on their shelves that has the organic label on it, which is really, it's advertising that this is clean. At least that's the way I think most consumers understand that. They think that that means it's clean. It doesn't mean that at all. What it actually means is that it was not tested for glyphosate. It was not tested for heavy metals. It was not tested for dioxins. It doesn't even have to be tested for, you know, certain types of microbiology or other contaminants. So we have a food supply in America that is a dumping ground for the world. Because, see, if there's a grower in Mexico or India or Turkey that's producing some kind of food, let's say, I don't know, let's say it's like rice from India. If that rice, if they test it themselves, which is rare, by the way, if that test shows that their rice is too contaminated for the EU, because the EU has strict limits on things like arsenic and cadmium in rice, then they just dump it to the United States. Very simple. The US is the food toilet of the world. It's the dumping ground. Anything that's heavily contaminated, these food producers around the world, they know the secret. It's like, nobody will test it in the US. Not the retailer, you know, not Amazon.com, not the grocery store, not the FDA, not the USDA, not the EPA. Nobody will test it. So they ship the food to the US. And then, you know, that gets bought by whatever supplement manufacturers or grocery stores or, you know, processed food makers, whatever. And it ends up in the, you know, gluten-free, you know, crackers made with rice with extra arsenic. It's true. It's true. And then you wonder why the American people are the least healthy people in the world, with the worst rates of obesity and cancer and type 2 diabetes, etc. It's not just the fact that the food is heavily processed and nutrient depleted. It's because it's contaminated by choice. In other words, there was a choice to send it to America because it's contaminated, because it would be illegal to sell that food in Japan or even Canada. Those of you listening from Canada, I know you hate your government and I don't blame you, but at least the one thing your government has is more strict limits on contaminants in food, you know? Whereas in the United States, it's anything goes. Buyer beware. I mean, hey, in the U.S., they just granted total legal immunity to the glyphosate chemical companies. They can mass poison you with glyphosate and you can't even sue anymore. Imagine that. They have no legal liability for poisoning you and giving you cancer. So what does that tell you right there? Buyer beware. Buyer beware. This is why we test everything we sell at healthrangerstore.com. We test for glyphosate. We test for heavy metals. Now we test for dioxins. We also test some products for atrazine. And of course, we do microbiology tests. And we've started doing microplastics testing. Lots of things. We have our own massive lab. I've published video tours of the lab to show you. And the reason I do that is because, personally, I don't trust any food. I don't trust any food manufacturer. I don't trust any farmer. I mean, by default, I don't trust anybody in the entire supply chain. I sure as hell don't trust the FDA, the USDA, the EPA, the federal government. I don't trust the courts. I don't trust the pesticide manufacturers. I don't trust any of them. And you should be happy that I don't trust anybody in the food supply chain, because by default, I won't buy their product. I won't buy what they're selling unless I can guarantee it's clean. And the way I do that is by testing it in my lab under my control, using methods that in many cases, I developed the method, such as the glyphosate method. I mean, I spent 18 months with method development and method verification and documentation to create that method, which was unknown at the time. In fact, nobody else knows how to do it the way we do it. We were the first to do it this way, with just mass spec liquid chromatography using a triple quad instrument. So we know what we're doing. We do the testing. I care about this because this is what I eat. This is what I recommend to family and friends, etc. And this is why you can trust what we sell at healthrangerstore.com to be ultra clean and laboratory tested. Because I'm very passionate about this, as you can tell. And I also am aware that, again, the United States of America is the world's food toilet. All the dirtiest food, the most contaminated food, the worst heavy metals, the worst dioxins, every industrial accident around the world where there's a farm downwind from it, that food is sold to America. That ends up at your grocery store. That ends up in your nutritional supplements or your so-called superfoods. That ends up at your retailers, even online retailers like Amazon. Amazon doesn't test. I mean, how could they? They've got millions of products and they don't have a lab to do this stuff. So there you go. All right. Well, anyway, you want to eat clean, you know where to get it. HealthRangerStore.com. In the meantime, buy organic wherever you can. I mean, it's not as bad as conventional products, but it's still very often contaminated. And of course, those of you who grow some amount of your own food, good for you. Good for you. Keep doing that. Teach people how to do it. I encourage all of you to grow as much of your own food as you can, because that's where you are the supply chain. You know, you have control. You can keep it clean. You don't have to worry about all these supply chain shenanigans and all these toxins ending up in the food supply. So yeah, grow as much of your own food as you can. And when you need to purchase something, supplements, foods, superfoods, storable foods, get it from us because we do the testing for you. And if we don't sell it and you still need to buy it, buy organic or try to buy from local farmers if you can. Farmers that you know and trust. You know, support the local food co-ops, the farmers markets, the CSAs. That's going to be your best bet for this. Otherwise, what people are eating out there in terms of heavy metals and glyphosate and everything else, it's just a slow suicide. And that is why Americans are the least healthy people in the developed world and will continue to be, which is to the great financial benefit of Big Pharma, by the way, and the medical industrial complex, which works hand in hand with the agricultural industrial complex to keep you poisoned and cause cancer and generate revenues for the medical system. Imagine that. While, of course, accelerating your death, which reduces the outflows of cash from the government via Social Security, Medicare, pensions, disability funds, things like that. So they're all in on it, and their goal altogether is to profit off of your disease and suffering and make you die early. So, I mean, that's just a fact. That is the fact of how the system works. So don't participate in that system if you want to live. You can follow my work at brightvideos.com and also naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and thank you for listening. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.